Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Henry Lake in for Paul Douglas and Jordana Green. Happy to be with you guys here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And I saw a recent article talking about 14 new music documentaries coming out this year. 14, that's a lot. And there are a few of them that I want to eventually see. But when I think about, like, music documentaries, I think the last one that I might have seen was the one that they did on Michael Jackson years ago. I think that was the last one that I saw. So I'd love to dive into potentially several of the ones that are coming out this year, but it's been a while. And, you know, I mentioned before the top of the hour break that there was a movie, and it wasn't a music documentary. This was actually, it was just a movie. It was a musical drama. But I love this movie. I was all about it. And I think that I was like 10 when it came out. And some of you out there probably saw it many years ago. I mean, it wasn't highly rated. It got like 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. But I know that some of you guys watched it because I loved it. And it was called Eddie and the Cruisers. Okay. I know that there's somebody out there that liked that movie. I wasn't the only one. 651-461-9226. Eddie and the Cruisers came out in 1983. And it was about this lead singer of a rock band, and he ended up disappearing. He vanished. And so, like, after so many years, people are trying to track down and see what was, you know, the whole story and what was behind it and all of that stuff, whatever. But I love that movie. And I still remember the song, On the Dog Side. I loved it, man. That was awesome. So that was, like, my first time, like, saying, you know what? I love the whole, like, music angle with movies, but it wasn't a documentary. But as a 10-year-old kid, you know what I thought it was? I was like, this must be a real story. I was, like, fascinated. I'm like, Eddie and the Cruisers. I loved it. But even before then, you had musicians that were a part of movies, like The Oz. Did you ever see The Oz back in the day? You probably never saw it. Diana Ross, Michael Jackson. You never saw that, I bet.
No.
I saw you should watch it. It's basically like The Wizard of Oz, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's called The Oz, and it has a phenomenal crew of musicians that was a part of it. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what are some of the new music documentaries that will be coming out? All right, let's take a quick glance at a few of them. There's one entitled Cheryl, and that is about Sheryl Crow. And it says that Sheryl Crow's career has been a winding road from her early days as a backup singer on Michael Jackson's Bad Tour and Don Henley's early solo efforts to her own chart-topping career. And this is what I want to learn about. And even a much scrutinized relationship with disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong. I want to know what the deal was between her and Lance. I'm dead serious. Like, why it didn't last. And I know that's kind of a gossipy angle to it, but I am intrigued by that. It says it includes her hard-fought musical career battling sexism, depression, cancer, and the price of fame. So that's going to be coming out. It's entitled Cheryl. Another one I want to take a look at, it says it's called entitled Jazz Fest, a New Orleans story. and it talks about, and it uses the 50th anniversary show in 2019 of this Jazz Fest as a springboard for the filmmakers to look at testimonials from Bruce Springsteen, Katy Perry, and Jimmy Buffett, and a lot of the legends of jazz, of the jazz world, are part of this this musical festival, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival that took place in 2019. I love jazz. I don't know if you're into jazz. I don't know what genres you like or don't like. I like everything, to be honest with you, and I really fell in love with jazz when I went to college. When I went to college is when I really loved like Miles Davis and other jazz musicians, because it was something that me and my roommates, we would listen to when we were studying every day in Graves Hall. So I want to take a look at that. Another one is called Halftime. And this one is about, I guess J-Lo is venting in this one because she's frustrated with, I guess, her performance in the halftime performance years ago. Mm-hmm. That was interesting to me because nowadays it sounds like performers that do the halftime shows, they don't technically get paid to do the halftime performances. It's almost like it's a marketing ploy that they perform and then it pushes them out in their brand to do halftime. So I'm intrigued by that one. And it also another one. George Michael, Freedom Uncut.
Yeah.
Were you a George Michael fan?
No, not really, but really? I think I would watch that.
Wow. I was a fan, dude. I loved George Michael. He was awesome.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about these are music documentaries that are coming out in the next year. And, you know, I don't know why there's so many coming out. I guess because some have been successful, so now, you know, a bunch more are coming. But I think some of that has to do with there's still a huge appetite for music.
Yes.
But we've been starved of the live concert experience for a couple of years now. And I think some people are still hesitant to go back to, you know, big crowded places. But this is another way to consume music where, you know, some people did those like Zoom concerts and things. And I don't, you know, a few of those are okay, but I don't think the public really appreciated those as well. But I think this is a great way to consume music and the story and some of the things that come alongside that in a different and more creative way. And you can do it from your couch.
And get an inside look too.
Yeah.
Because the other final two that I want to get to, I'm not going to go through the entire list of the 14, but Sinead O'Connor. I am intrigued by her because she has been absolutely pushed out a lot of talk about mental illness. And so I want to see what the deep dive is in terms of that too, in terms of the mental illness angle. And that one's called Nothing Compares. And then there's also one, it doesn't have a title here, but it's about Lizzo. And the only reason why I want to see that one about Lizzo is because she's popular right now.
Yep.
And I want to know what the Minnesota like angle is, like if she talks about us. Because there's a Minnesota connection.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the reason why I want to check that out. But those are just some of the 14 music documentaries that are coming out here in the year 2022, rather. All right, so coming up next, there are some folks in St. Paul that are extremely upset, and I believe for good reason. We'll get to that next year on The Good Neighbor. All right, there are people in St. Paul that are ticked off, and I think that they have every right to be. After nearly 3,000 reports of missed trash or yard waste pickups in the first 10 days of June, the folks in St. Paul, they're not happy, and they want answers from the five companies the city contracts for hauling services, according to reports. Yeah, that's a buzzkill. This is the quote in an interview that Melvin Carter had Monday with the Star Tribune. We have thousands of St. Paul residents that are paying for a service that they're not getting. Our work to both restore that service so that we can rely on it moving forward and to compensate the ratepayers has to be a top priority for all. The city cites hundreds of complaints dating to November about waste management, which recently suspended yard waste collection services in at least six other metro cities due to a lack of truck drivers. The contract requires the consortium to provide backup if one hauler cannot service its accounts, a point the city raised in January, according to the letter. Carter requested a Wednesday meeting with the companies, as well as plans showing how they will fill service gaps and communicate with customers. The city has assessed, listen to this, waste management a total of $81,200 in damages. A spokesperson for waste management said in a statement on Monday, "We agreed that the residents of St. Paul deserve better service and are currently working with other members of the hauler consortium to resolve service issues as quickly as possible." So this is the deal. Folks in St. Paul are upset because their trash is not getting picked up. And I don't blame them. I don't. Because that'd be super frustrating. I know that my dad had mentioned to me recently, because my dad's kind of back and forth. He's in and out, right? Like, you know, spend time in Minnesota, spend time traveling. You know, he's retired. You know, my mother passed away many years ago, whatever. So, like, you know, go do what you want to do, you know, and spend some time down south and spend some time here, back and forth. But he had mentioned that recently. So you have the, like, every other week is recycle week. And he says, well, hold on. Why does it feel like they missed me on the recycle? Like, I think that he thought that, like, a week or so ago, they were supposed to come by and grab the recycle stuff. Because, you know, every week they pick up the trash, and then it's every other week for the recycle. But he's like, hold on, they didn't pick up the recycle. So what's the deal? So, and this is Minneapolis. But my point is that that's a massive headache for people if they feel like their trash is just piling up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would suck. And I don't even care if it's just like the regular trash or the recycle. Let's say that for 1 week, they miss your recycle bin. Mm-hmm. So now you got to wait 2 weeks and your stuff is piling up. I would hate that.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Well, yeah, that's not fun for anybody. And then where do you put it?
But
and
no,
how do you deal with that? But
yep.
It's tough because in most scenarios, and I believe this is true in Minneapolis, like you don't have many choices, or you have limited choices that are set by the city, right? That's why the city is involved in this, and that's true in most communities, that you have to be approved by the city and they're involved and stuff. So it's not like the service is bad, so you can just switch right away. Maybe
yep.
you can switch, maybe you can't. And if you can,
it's not like switch, you can select your specific provider or something like that.
Sometimes you can, but it's a limited list. It's only, you know, between a handful of companies that you can pick from. So you feel like your hands are tied. Your only options are bad options. And what do? You can't just, I mean, you know, you can't just drive somewhere and drop your trash off. I mean, it's possible, but who wants to do that?
Yeah, but where can you even do that?
There's you know, centers and trash places, and I mean, it's possible to do that, but it's not realistic. You're driving 20 minutes and paying $20 or whatever it is to go.
And you shouldn't have to do
that. No, no.
Yeah.
You're paying for a service so that you don't have to do that.
Yep. I'm totally with you. 651-461-9226. Maybe you live in St. Paul. Maybe you're one of the many people over there that's frustrated with what's been happening, because nobody wants to see that service not be available when it should be provided for you. And nobody wants their trash to just kind of like stack up. I don't care if it's your regular weekly trash or if it's the every other week recycle stuff. And I don't even know, like, I've never lived in St. Paul. Like, does St. Paul, is it every other week or do they do weekly recycling stuff or whatever? I have no idea. I wonder how they do it in some of the surrounding areas as well, whether it's an every other week situation with the recycling. But yeah, I know in Minneapolis, specifically with my father, it's like every other week they're picking up the recycling bin, and then every week they're picking up your trash. I bet you guys just create a bunch of trash, man. You got the little kids or whatever. I mean, I can tell the Josephs. Your household, you're probably like, whoa. You guys need to take care of this.
Yeah, man. We try not to, but yes, we do. What gets us?
Oh,
is
you're making
that
a mess
when we You know, we try to travel as much as we can, and if we travel And then sometimes you're out of town on the day that the can is supposed to be out and you miss it and you come back and it's already full and you got to go another 5 days. We get in trouble sometimes for that.
You don't put it out ahead of time before you leave on a trip?
Well, I do, but if I'm leaving on a Friday and it doesn't come till Monday morning, I'm not going to leave the trash on the corner all weekend.
I get
you. So, I, you know, sometimes I text the neighbor and ask him to or something like that.
I got you. All right, 651-461-9226. If you want to text the show and weigh in on this specific topic, have at it. Quick reminder for you people, okay, continue to listen to the show because it's a Twins Ticket Tuesday. Okay, it is a Twins Ticket Tuesday. We'll be giving away tickets here before the show is done for the Tuesday, June the 21st, that's next Tuesday, game against the Cleveland Guardians. Okay, the Cleveland Guardians, who, by the way, they're in second place. They are the ones that are hot on our tails in the AL Central Division race. Please make sure that you check out the Twins this upcoming homestand. The Twins will return to town after this West Coast swing that they have this week. They'll be back at Target Field to host division rival, the Cleveland Guardians. All right, we will take a break. Coming up next, we're going to talk to comedian Sean Jones. He's going to be in town this coming weekend for a first. He's going to be performing at the Dakota for his Now You Know special live taping coming up here this weekend. We'll talk to comedian Sean Jones next year on The Good Neighbor. All right, welcome back. Henry Lake, News Talk 830 WCCO. Our next guest has worked with the likes of Jamie Foxx, Sylvester Stallone, Bill Bellamy, many others. Comedian Sean Jones is going to be in the Twin Cities this weekend, live comedy special taping hosted at the Dakota. And the Dakota, you think of jazz, and now you got to think of comedy. But he's going to be in town this weekend, and you need to be a part of this. Check out the show this coming Saturday, 7 p.m. I'm going to be checking him out on Friday, and he joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Sean Jones live, the Now You Know show coming up this weekend. First off, Sean, how you been, my friend?
I am great, man. I'm just happy to be on the phone with you. I feel like my credit score has gone up quite tremendously after speaking to you.
Hey, man, you're a New Jersey native, man. You probably gotta have great credit to be out there on the East Coast.
Yeah, well, you gotta have more than one Social Security number. That might help too.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, man. And you know, one of the things that I think is super cool is the fact that you're going to be doing a comedy show, a live special that'll be taped this weekend at the Dakota. And I don't know that I've ever known that there's been a comedy show at the Dakota before.
I have to say, I am the first. I am the very first comedian that will be doing comedy at the Dakota. So I am honored that they gave me the opportunity. Hopefully I will be a trendsetter going forward. We will have some great, some other great comics in the future that will be coming there to record their comedy specials as well. Great venue, man. And they were really, they really embraced the idea of us doing a special there. No hesitation. So I think it was a great choice. So I'm bringing a little jazzy comedy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I have people snap their fingers instead of laugh. It probably wouldn't work as good on the special, comedy special, but we'll try something. We'll try anything one time.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you're going to have the comedy special and you're going to have the live taping, and that's going to be awesome. Man, the last time that I actually went and was in person watching a comedian, I want to say was like 2006, and it was Jamie Foxx here.
Oh, well, that was quite a long time ago.
I know.
A lot of hair at that time, probably. A lot of hair. Wasn't as white. You know, it probably was a whole different game plan, but nevertheless, you laughed in, and I hope to be able to bring back a couple of memories with laughter, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that.
We're talking to comedian Sean Jones here on News Talk 830 WCCO. The Now You Know live comedy special taping hosted at the Dakota coming up this weekend. Make sure that you check him out, and you can purchase your tickets at the Dakota's website, or just walk up to the box office and buy your tickets right now. All right, so we met a little bit over a month ago. We hung out and had a conversation at the W right. Hotel. And one of the things that people out there that don't know who a little bit about you and are learning about you now is that you have a special fondness for the Twin Cities, and specifically Minneapolis and St. Paul. Tell everybody, give everybody a little bit of insight and your perspective on why Minnesota is a special place for you.
Right. That's what a lot of people ask me. Why'd you pick Minneapolis? I was like, well, I want to see what it's like to be there in the summertime. I think summertime in Minneapolis is June 1st and 2nd. I think after that it goes down to, what, 50 degrees, 20 degrees. But no, back early in the early, I guess, the 2000s or early 2000s, mm-hmm. I used to host a night at a place called Trocadero's, which has changed to the Muse now. I would fly into Minneapolis. I would host the shows. And it was like one of the hottest Sunday night shows in the city, and everybody, they just showed me so much love that it was packed every week. And it was a lot of times because I was hosting, a lot of people wanted to come see me because I was hosting. It got so bad that when I would travel and not host a Sunday, that the guy who was in charge of the comedy night was like, don't tell people you're not hosting next week. They're not going to come. So that city just showed me so much love. They embraced me as one of their own. I was just, when I got this opportunity to do something special in my career, I had to go back to one of the cities that showed me so much love, made me feel like I was part of their community. And that was Minneapolis, you know. So it was just so cool to have this opportunity. Like I said, one of the most special moments in my comedy career, to bring it to a place like Minneapolis. And there's been so many great people, and to be affiliated with that circle of great people like Prince, of course, which is one of the greatest people that ever came out of Minneapolis, you know, and just, you know, just to be able to share a stage that he was on as well. So there's like so many different things, as well as just showing the world how great the cities are, the Twin Cities are, St. Paul and Minneapolis. Unfortunately, a lot of people affiliate the cities with so many different negative things that recently happened in the last couple of months or,
yep.
or years. But now, this, you know, they can see a whole nother side of Minneapolis, a whole nother side of St. Paul, and how great these cities are. And, you know, I'm just excited to kind of be the spark which that can ignite that excitement for these cities.
You know, you have been among some awesome people in the entertainment business. Bill Bellamy, Jamie Foxx, Sylvester Stallone, George Wallace. Who gave you the best advice that you still keep to this day close to you from all the people that you've been associated with or work with?
Well, it's so cool that all of those guys have given me something that I cherish to be able to sustain in this business for 27 years. You know, George Wallace is just full of wisdom, just all the way across the board. Bill Bellamy and I, we've known each other out of Jersey for a long time. But the one thing, the one real thing that I was told recently was by Damon Wayans. Damon Wayans said, after your special, expect to be unfunny for the minimum of 2 months, which basically means that you got to start from scratch, which is set. But he said, also go up there and give the world your truth. Mm. Give the world your truth, whatever that may be, you know, and that's something special. Like I said, just being around all these great guys in the business that has made so many great accomplishments is, you know, I just feel privileged that I've had so many different ones that would, you know, give me a little bit, that would make my job a little bit easier when stepping on that stage and make it worthwhile. So,
yeah, we're talking to comedian Sean Jones via the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. He's going to be here this weekend. The Sean Jones Live, Now You Know, live comedy special taping hosted at the Dakota. Make sure that you check him out this coming weekend. He's got shows Friday at 8 p.m., this Saturday at both 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., so make sure that you check him out at the Dakota. I guess the last thing for you, real quickly, Sean, is yes, I know that I'm going to be showing up on Friday. Hey, man, you ain't going to call your boy out, are you? Because I can see you being that guy that will see me in the crowd and you'd be like, oh, I got to get them jokes in on Lake.
Man, you think I would say something about Ricky Lake's little brother? You think that the only black Lake there that I would say something about is 10,000 Lake, about Henry Lake? How could you think of such a thing, Henry?
See, I'm going to be prepared, man. I'm going to be prepared. Because, see, whenever you go to these live shows like that, you got to be prepared for somebody to take a stab at you or take a dig at you. So I'm prepared, man. I saw Jamie Foxx years ago, and, man, he started going in on somebody in the front row. So I ain't trying to be in the front row. I'm trying to be kind of tucked in the back.
Well, here's the one thing I want you to understand. Nothing's personal. It's all in love. I want people to understand. When you come to a show and we talk about you, it's not malice. It's not hate. It's not to hurt your feelings. It's just fun. What I look at my show is a conversation amongst old friends and new friends. So that's all it is. And as we sit around with our friends, we tend to make fun of each other. So let's come with that same attitude. So be prepared, Ricky Lake, little brother. The only black Lake in Minneapolis. That's so funny. Like, there's no way that you're in the state of over 10,000 lakes and you got a name Lakes.
Yeah,
boy, let me tell you something.
It's a real thing and it's not a bit, you know. So I'll be prepared come Friday, man. I'll be prepared. Hey, Sean, man, always a pleasure. Safe travels, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you, my brother. I'm looking forward to it. We're gonna have a good time this week in Twin Cities.
All right. Sounds good. That's Sean Jones. Check out the other show this weekend. Multiple shows, tape shows, live specials, Sean Jones Live. Now you know. He just joined us here on the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. All right. We'll take a break, take another look at the weather, and then we'll check in with Mike Max. Maxie joins us next year on The Good Neighbor. Back with Mike Max. Weekdays at 6:30, Channel 4, Mike Max Sports is brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coa Banker Real Estate. Maxie, how's your Tuesday going? You beating the heat?
Beating the heat so far. I went and watched a high school football practice this morning, and people maybe not aware of this, but you get now in the new rules, the new age, I guess it's been for a while now, you get X amount of practices you can have in the summer, and that started today.
I didn't know that. It was this early they could start. Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when you start. It's that you only get so many, Henry.
Oh.
So, I think you get 12 days or 11 days, something like that you can be together as a team. And most teams start right away in June now because, once you get to July, everybody wants to be on vacation and whatnot. So I was out watching high school football today, which is kind of strange. And
I know, because the kids just finished school.
They just finished school, absolutely, yep.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
And then, of course, we've got the high school tournaments going on, baseball and lacrosse and golf as well. But, it's amazing how year-round these sports have become.
You know, one of the things that people have to be cognizant of is paying attention to the heat, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When you're out there and you're practicing, stay hydrated and all that good stuff. Because, look, many years ago, unfortunately, we had the tragedy with Corey Stringer. I still remember to this day when that occurred, and he was an awesome guy. He used to do community service work in my mother's her school, Franklin Middle School, many years ago. But right now is a time where everybody, not just players, but coaches and referees and all of that, they got to be cognizant of the heat.
Yeah, and hopefully this will be a one-day deal for them because, this is a strange deal. But, and this morning, to be quite honest with you, it was in the high 70s, but it wasn't intolerable. If you practice this afternoon, you got some different issues.
Yep. All right, last night the Twins started their West Coast trip in got off to the trip in fine fashion with a victory 3-2. Chris Archer didn't go deep in the baseball game, but he looked good, and he's looked good here in the last several weeks. Chris Archer, the signing, I got to give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, and it's Of all their, you know, the big question was his health, of course, and his arm hold up. He's the only one that's made all his starts. It's everybody else in the rotation that's had health problems, you know. He's been the one constant in this thing, and of course, they pieced it together from there. Pagano finished it in the ninth with a couple of strikeouts, and they won 3-2 against Seattle. But yeah, he may turn out to be a nice find for them, because when they get Ryan and Sonny Gray back, and then he takes some pressure off Archer, moving to the back of the rotation, all of a sudden you might have a formidable staff, and it looks like and the people that I've talked to out there, he really wants it. He really wants to prove himself, and he's pushing himself hard. So he may be just what the doctor ordered for the next couple of months.
Yeah, he's got the stuff. He's always had the stuff. It's just about, can he stay healthy? So knock on wood with this help. But you mentioned a couple of names. They are back in the rotation. Joe Ryan, he gets to start tonight.
Yep.
He gets to start tonight, coming back from battling COVID. And then tomorrow you get Sonny Gray.
Yep, and the... the way I understand it is that Ryan battled COVID. You know, everybody has different ways that they, you know, react to it. And the way I understand it is both he and Correa, it lingered longer than they thought it would. You know, just because you get off the list in 5 days doesn't mean that you feel good.
Yep.
And it took them longer than they thought to get back into game condition.
Yep, no question. All right, one of the big talkers, not just nationally, but specifically here, because he used to play here, is Andrew Wiggins and his performance last night. Yep. The Warriors win game 5 over the Boston Celtics. I believe that this series is going 7, and I think that it could go either way, because I just don't think that Boston's going to lose in game number 6 at home. We'll see how that plays out. But your thoughts on all of this Andrew Wiggins love?
Yeah, he's in the right place, of course, and I visit with his father often, and this is, as you know, Henry, is a really good fit for him. You know, I mean, he can do what he likes to do, and he doesn't have pressure, and people aren't looking at him as the number one overall pick. He's just another piece to a really good team. Klay Thompson got hot last night for a while. I think this is a great fit for him, because he can just do his thing. And Henry, you know Andrew. I mean, he's probably as unaffected as any number one overall pickers I've ever met.
Yep.
I mean, he is as easy going and laid back as they come. Sometimes you worry if he can get to that next gear, but I think this situation is just perfect for him.
Yeah, it is. And I think that some people felt like he was too laid back here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as a number one overall pick and somebody that they look to be a star / superstar along with Karl Anthony Towns, you're right, Maxie. Like, it is the perfect fit, because people can sit here and we can talk about what he did last night, the what was it, 27 and 13 or whatever he had. But, man, like, he's playing next to Steph. And if Steph is going to be the guy that's going to be under the microscope for the most part, and then you've got Klay, and then you've got Draymond doing the little things, I think it's the perfect role for Andrew Wiggins.
Plus, that doesn't bother him at all. He could care less if anybody puts a microphone in his face, or he can go about his business just fine without the limelight. Now, of course, you know, he's got a $150 million contract. I think he's getting $30 million this year. He's done well for himself, but he does not crave, as you know, Henry, he does not crave the attention or the spotlight at all.
Well, this is the deal. He is the new Andre Iguodala. That's the role that he's playing for Golden State right now. Iguodala did exactly what Andrew's doing now when they won their first championship.
But what are you going to do with Poole, man? This kid's going to demand minutes the way he's going.
Well, what do you do?
Wow, trade him to the Wolves.
I mean, well, you know what, though? I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't do that. And this is the reason why I say that. I think that the reason why Jordan Poole is as effective as he is because he's in Golden State with Steph. I think if you put Jordan Poole on a bunch of other NBA teams, he's just a guy.
Could be, but they'd love to find out. And I'm sure he would, too, because
For sure. Absolutely. No question about it. All right, so we got game 2 tonight for the series between the Twins and Seattle. Yeah. But what are you tracking this evening?
Well, we got the high school tournaments going on, as I mentioned all day. Baseball tournament, Farmington was the number one seed. They came back and beat Park Cottage Grove. Mankato West got a big scare from St. Francis and won 1-0. And the golf tournaments are underway. So we're tracking those. The Lynx play tonight, and they are desperate for a win. They get Seattle. They've been just awful, really, this whole season. But, I mean, at the end of games, they if they can fall apart, they do. And I don't think Seattle will be any easier for them, because Seattle has been pretty good this year and blew them out the first time around. So those are the things that we got to
And they're going to be without Sylvia Fowles.
Yeah, they're going to be without Sylvia Fowles. Tonight I'm going to have Governor Walz on to talk some sports things with me. He's a big sports fan, and he'll be at the boys' volleyball tournament tomorrow. His son plays in it, so we're going to talk to him about that.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome, man. You got a nice show put together.
So yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
We'll throw her out there, Henry, and see what sticks, as we say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Maxie, man, we enjoy the conversation as always, and we'll be tuned in tonight.
Thanks, Henry. Good to talk to you.
All right, take care. That's Mike Max joining us here on The Good Neighbor. Man, look, he said Governor Walz is going to join him to talk a little sports. That's going to be fun.
How about that?
And his son plays volleyball. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, stay tuned for the latest from the CBS News and also the WCCO Newsroom. We'll check in and talk to you after the top of the hour break here. There's something I dived into starting in the pandemic, and I'm still doing it. I'll explain what that is because I think you're doing it too on The Good Neighbor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.